This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show, broadcasting live here in the studio. Apologize for the tenor of my voice this evening, fighting a little bit of the crud. So occasionally, if you hear me mute this like I'm about to, it's because I've got a cough that I'm still fighting. So apologies again. We'll try and make it through the show here.
It's like a sick word in here.
You're kind of
recovering.
Phil's got the crud too. Yeah. So, we did not give it to each other, by the way. Happy to have you with us tonight here at the...
We're still here.
That is true. And neither of us have COVID.
No.
So, no. Mine's just like the, that spring cold that you get. Mm-hmm. And my poor wife is no doubt going to get it too. Now, she told me that tonight. She said, great, now you're going to give it to me. And I said, yeah, probably, honey. Sorry. But yes, happy to have you with us this evening. If you'd like to call, our studio lines are open. We'll have lots of call-in segments. I think we're going to have three or four open call-in segments tonight. 316-869-1330. It's funny because I just recorded this week's carry-on commentaries. And they're also going to have this cold voice. So my carry-on commentaries are going to have that. I kind of have that radio DJ voice. Yeah. WKRP in Cincinnati voice.
You've got a Barry White thing.
I do. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Hey, baby. No, you're not going to do that. At any rate, thrilled to have you with us. You can email me at john@knssradio.com. On Facebook and True Social at the John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. By the way, I'm almost at 7,500 followers on X, which is awesome. Thank you. Keep following. Get back on it. If you got off of Twitter, X, because you thought it was toxic, it's only toxic now for liberals. So they're running. Conservatives, get back on X. Elon has fixed it. Trust me. It's now a showcase for freedom, for liberty. Get back on X. You really should. Love to hear from you tonight. A quick programming note, next Sunday, we were doing these live broadcasts from Topeka, sponsored by my friend John Eck at Eck Commercial Insurance. Great folks, by the way, if you need insurance for your home, your auto, your business, John Eck handles our commercial insurance for my wife and I, our personal business, our small business. But if we were going to do plan originally was six of these remotes, because the sessions usually go well into April and then they take, their break and they go back in May for the veto session. But Dan Hawkins and Ty Masterson just decided this session they were going to have they're going to see how quickly they could get done. They're done. They ended session on Friday. So we've got two more remotes that we want to do, and we're going to do the first one next Sunday, regular time. But I know regular listeners to this show have heard me talk about the fire pit at Leo Delperdang's house. This group of guys and gals, we get together and we swap stories and smoke cigars and maybe consume an adult beverage. And we sit around a fire pit and we talk shop. And you know, the old rule, what happens at the fire pit stays at the fire pit. But we talk politics, we talk life and whatnot. So next Sunday, we're going to broadcast this show live from the fire pit. So you don't want to miss it. We'll be broadcasting live. I guarantee you there will be lots of folks. I mean, the mayor has come. We've had all kinds of politicians and elected officials, from judges, county commissioners, city council, former politicians, politicians in recovery like myself, all kinds of people. My buddy Andy Hoosier will probably be there. I mean, it's just a great group of folks that come. And so next Sunday, thanks to my friends John Eck at Eck Insurance, be broadcasting live from the Leo Delperdang's fire pit. No, I will not disclose the address. But if you know, you know. And if you don't, well, then, you know, I guess you're not exclusive enough. You can, if you know Leo, you got to reach out to Leo. We have a fantastic show planned for you tonight. American political pundit, attorney, and president of Citizens for Self-Governments and the Convention of States Action, Mark Meckler, will be with us. I was a supporter of the Convention of States project when I was in the legislature. We're going to talk about placing term limits on federal officials and the ongoing effort to call for a convention of states. The award-winning filmmaker, author, and commentator Greg Rabideau will be with us to explain what's happened with Disney's new live-action version of Snow White. This movie has just absolutely tanked. I hate to take pleasure in other people's misery, but in this case, I actually don't mind. Snow White has just absolutely bombed, and there's kind of obvious reasons. I mean, it's what happens when your headline actress is a woke pro-Palestine person, but the movie has tanked. It's been savaged by bad reviews. We'll talk with Greg. And Senator Stephen Owens will bring us our final Under the Dome legislative update from Topeka. Of course, I'm sure next Sunday the Speaker of the House and other electeds will kind of give us a preview of the veto session, which is coming up on April 10th. So that's how quickly this is coming. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. So those phone lines are open, by the way, if you'd like to call in. Skip. See, there you go. Another pause for a cough. That may be happening quite a bit tonight. I want to tell you a little bit about what happened to me on Friday. So I filmed. I went in at 10 a.m. Excuse me. I'm going to take a drink here and help my coffee voice, my raspy voice. I went in a Friday morning at 10 a.m. to film for this week's episode of Kansas Week over at KPTS. And Jared Cirillo, who's the host, a former city councilman, he's the host of KPTS, or Kansas Week on KPTS. And he had reached out. You know, they usually let the guests know where, you know, what the topics are and who your fellow commentators are during the week. And the topics that we're going to be discussed, there's a number of different topics, one of which was the absolute worthless proclamation, that Trans Day of Inclusion proclamation, and the hubbubaloo worthless story that the media is trying to make out of it. And the other story was the censure disciplinary hearing going on with Ford Carr, who is the Democrat rep in Topeka from Wichita, who assaulted his former colleague, his colleague, Henry Helgerson, also a Democrat, and who had also, you know, been on the floor, referred to a fellow African-American representative, Republican, as a House Negro. He's had multiple instances, Ford Carr has. I mean, the guy is an absolute train wreck. He's a dumpster fire. And he's finally up for some kind of House discipline. So those were two of the multiple topics under discussion. And Jared had reached out to, first he started with Maggie Ballard, and then he went out to Jenna Repass, who is the head of the Kansas Democrat Party, the state party, both of whom declined to come on the show. Now, you know, there was a great deal of speculation as to why they would not come on the show. I think, frankly, they're afraid of me. And Jared was kind of that mindset. But either way, I think they're certainly afraid to defend their parties' positions. They're afraid to defend this trans day of inclusion and the hubbub. They're afraid to defend Ford Carr and all of the absolute nonsense and the craziness that he has caused in the Kansas House. And it just goes to show this is the face of the modern Democrat Party. And whether or not you think that the mayor handled it right, I mean, last Thursday, Mayor Lily Wu rightfully criticized media outlets for misreporting that she had not signed the proclamation. And just so that you know, these proclamations are not signed in writing. Most of the stuff that's done through the city council is not signed by the mayor in hand. It's done by a Joe Biden auto pen, because otherwise the mayor would spend half her time just signing stuff. And apparently the auto pen signature had been left off the proclamation. According to the mayor, she did not instruct them to leave it off. It just was a clerical error. Of course, the libs don't buy that. Media doesn't buy that. Could have happened. Doesn't matter. The point is, this is still a non-story. The whole story is manufactured controversy made up out of whole cloth. The proclamation itself is designed to be a gotcha story. It was submitted by former mayor, God, I love saying former mayor, Brandon Whipple's campaign manager, Chris Pompelli, who's a leftist, hardcore. I mean, he's a hater. And it was his campaign manager, Whipple's campaign manager, Chris Pompelli, is the one who submitted that Trans Day proclamation. By the way, in the 4 years Whipple was mayor, he never did a Trans Day proclamation. So if it was so important to him, why didn't he do it? And this thing was designed to be a controversy. Mission accomplished. I mean, it helps when the media is in your pocket. But the city is facing multi-million-dollar budget shortfalls, and the mayor and those who support her are more concerned about that than they are about virtue signaling. And I think it's ironic that when given an opportunity to come on Kansas Week or this show or any other and defend, Maggie Ballard wouldn't do it. Nor would she come on and defend her FU finger, you know, middle finger that she gave in the picture. If you saw the photo that they took at the city council chambers when they took the ceremonial photo, she's got her middle finger pointing to everybody as she's holding the proclamation. She wouldn't defend that. The head of the Kansas Democrat Party wouldn't step up on KPTS and defend this or Ford Carr. And, you know, folks, our neighbors are being taxed out of their homes. It would sure be nice if the four council members who voted for this nonsense cared more about that than they do the pet projects and pandering that this resolution, this proclamation was really about. And I think it's ironic, and we see this at the national level too, where you've got Jasmine Crockett, who is the face of the modern day Democrat Party, facing national outrage once again. She was already under fire for referring to wheelchair-bound Texas governor Greg Abbott as Governor Hot Wheels. Now she's been calling for violence against Elon Musk. She called for a nationwide call for action and said all she wanted on her birthday was for Elon to be taken down. You know, this woman is literally calling for violent terrorism against American citizens. These folks, you know, Ford Carr, Jasmine Crockett, Maggie Ballard with her middle finger at the folks. This is the face of the modern Democrat Party. And we need to call them out for that. You could disagree, but you don't have to disagree violently. You don't have to disagree with hate in your heart. What happened to the days of agreeing to disagree? Without having to be violent, without having to be nasty, without having to be so hate-filled. And it would sure be nice if at some point they were called on the carpet for this. And I would have done that had either of those two had the courage to stand up and face me on Kansas Week, but neither of them did. Well, maybe that's why they didn't show up. We'll take a quick break. I want to hear from you. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show, 316-869-1330. That's the studio lines. Our studio lines are open. We'll take a quick break. After the break, I want to hear from you. John Whitmer Show on KNSS. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about my friends at Americans for Prosperity. They're a great group of folks who believe that freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everybody. Gives you an opportunity to change the trajectory of our city and our country and our state. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. You know, that in that intro there, Phil, you played the clip from Tyrus. He is actually coming back to Kansas. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
He is going to be in Concordia again on July 13th and here in Augusta on the 14th.
Okay.
So I reached out to him, and we're going to have him back on the show.
Oh, that'd be great.
So, yeah, I love Tyrus. He's a buddy. I'm trying to set it up so we may have him as early as next Sunday, but we're going to try and get him back on the show and may have some tickets to give away for the Augusta performance. So he's great. He's absolutely hilarious, and I love having he does a comedy, one man comedy act, and he's great.
I've got an admission. I have seen him prior to his political.
You saw him when he was a wrestler.
Sorry, it wasn't, and I like the guy. He was fun, but I like him even better now because he's not some dumb jock. He's not
right.
And you look at him and you think this guy doesn't know anything. I've watched his stuff on Gutfeld on Fox.
Oh yeah,
and
he's sharp.
He knows what he's talking about. He's not just repeating what someone else has been
saying.
No,
he's clearly
he has a mind of his own, and he's not afraid to speak his mind either.
Yeah, I was watching a movie the other day.
I do enjoy him.
And I can't remember what movie. So if we get a caller, if a caller knows, they can feel free to call in and tell me. But watching some movie, and you know, it's a criminal movie, and you get the hero versus the villain and some crime thing. And of course the villain's got his thugs behind him. And one of the thugs is just this enormous big guy with tattoos. And then I'm like, honey, is that Tyrus? And it was. I had to put using the DVR there, I had to flash back to make sure. And it was, right. It was sure enough, it was Tyrus playing the heavies. You know, bodyguard. I think he had two lines, and it was just, you know, ugh, me kill, me crush, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. But it was absolutely hilarious to see him in that role in a movie playing the bad guy's bodyguard, thug. It was great, though. It was funny as heck.
Well, I'll speak for you when saying encourage people. Go see him.
Oh, he was great.
Take advantage of this. Get a chance to go see him.
Yeah,
you'll be impressed.
And, I mean, when we went, last time he came, my wife and I went, we drove up to a couple friends. We drove up to Concordia. It's a bit of a drive, but this one, if he's coming since it's Augusta, I mean, it'll be, out of town. Mm-hmm. And his show is absolutely, he's hilarious. It's not, I mean, yes, it's political commentary, but it's funny. It's a comedy. It's a one-night comedy show. So, I mean, he talks. I mean, I guarantee you he'll talk about Joe Biden and the auto pen and the crazy left. And it is a laugh riot. It's just not for kids.
No.
I mean, no. The language is salty. I will warn you right now. This is an adult comedy event. You don't want to bring your children, or if you're easily offended by the occasional colorful metaphor, I couldn't put it on the air or we'd be facing all kinds of FCC fines. But it was absolutely hilarious. Probably other than Ricky Gervais, he's one of the most hilarious comedians that I've seen in a long time. He's just absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. And it's common sense.
It's common exactly.
sense, but he can make light of common sense, and it's funny.
And he points out just how crazy and how ludicrous, and it's, but, you know, that's what you need sometimes, is just to point out how stupid some, well, like Jasmine Crockett. And so, I mean, full well, if a Republican had made that comment about a Democrat governor in a wheelchair and called him Governor Hot Wheels, the left, the Democrats, the media would be calling for his, they'd be wanting to run him out of town on a rail. They'd be calling for his immediate resignation. There'd be calls for impeachment. If Donald Trump had said, it'd be hell or, and the same thing for Ford Carr. If in the Kansas legislature, if a Republican had done what he's done, there'd be calls for expulsion. And yet the Democrats have been eerily silent on all of the nonsense that Ford Car has gotten away with.
And how do you defend that? And that's why I think
well,
during
that's
your
why they didn't come on the show.
Exactly.
That's they can't. Hard it's indefensible. If you read the news coverage of Ford Car and the comment when I said he called Pat Penn, fellow African American, he called him a house Negro. There were other words used, but I can't say it on the air. And there's other language that was used and other terms that were used and other and that's just one incident. There's been multiple incidents with this guy, both in the chamber, off chamber, out, you know, at social events. And then, of course, we have the assault that all of us have seen where he shoved Henry Helgerson. Henry fell on the floor, hit his head on the wall. All of this stuff. Again, if a Republican had done it, there'd been multiple calls for, you know, for criminal charges and for him to be expelled. And frankly, we'd have done it. And yet the Democrat Party, where's the governor? She's the head of their party. Where's Brandon Woodard, the minority leader in the House? Well, I'll tell you where he is. He's afraid. They're all afraid of Ford Carr. They're afraid to step up. They're afraid to take leadership. They're afraid to do the right thing because they're afraid of what he might say or do. And that, what does that tell you?
Well, and they're afraid of the backlash that they're going to receive from.
But the right thing is the right thing. When,
exactly.
When Capps, when Mike Capps was doing what he did, I called for him to be expelled. I mean, it's, you know, it's the right thing. It's the right thing. And we had him on this show, and it wasn't too long later that all that stuff came out, and I immediately called to have him expelled. And the same thing, trust me, if a Republican member of the House from Sedgwick County were doing that, as chair of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, I'd be calling him out. And where are the Sedgwick County Democrats? They're silent. That speaks volumes. We'll take a quick break, and then coming up, Senator Stephen Owens will bring us our final Under the Dome legislative update from Topeka of the regular session. They'll be back in April for their veto session. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, we're almost done with a session. I'll have to put this back in the shelf for a while. Well, welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And, of course, some breaking news to severe weather updates. Just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and Follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Don't forget, next Sunday, we'll be broadcasting live from the Delperdang fire pit at our super secret, double, triple secret location. But those of you who know where it is, know where it is. Barry will be broadcasting live from the Delperdang fire pit, thanks to our friends at Eck Insurance. Every week, while the legislature is in session, we try to bring you, which just ended Friday, the regular session did, we try to bring you a Under the Dome update to kind of, you know, kind of let you know where we're at, what's coming up. This week, joining us is Senator Stephen Owens. So, thanks, Stephen. Thank you for joining us. Pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Hey, thank you very much, John. Always a pleasure to join you.
So, Hell Week is over, and here's another shocker. No midnight. I mean, we had so many midnight sessions when I was in there. You guys had it easy. No midnights this week, huh?
I'll tell you, for the first time in, well, 6 years, this is year number seven, we didn't have a midnight showdown on the last night. And I think it speaks to our supermajority and the efficiency at which we're able to move things through the process.
And your leadership. Kudos to Hawkins and Masterson and the rest of their teams. It speaks to leadership and as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100%, right? Because in the Senate, we started running bills very early and making really good progress. I mean, as you know, we have such a new freshman class in the Senate of really, really strong conservatives that have come in and done such a fantastic job under Masterson and Blasey's leadership. It's been remarkable to sit back and to be part of that and to watch that happen.
By the way, I'd be remiss if I didn't say hello from our mutual friend Blake By. Shot me a tweet earlier and said, make sure to say hello to him. So,
Blake is my buddy. I love that guy over there in Hillsboro, America, yep. Holding down the fort and local government.
Yep, he's our buddy. Okay, let's start with the budget. Credit, where credit's due, you guys cut $1.47 billion this year, which is a 5.4% cut. Without, by the way, cutting, you know, critical services like roads or schools, fully funded schools, despite what, you know, the Democrats are claiming. And yet the downside is there's still more spending. So it's yay. It's good news and bad. It's kind of a mixed bag, isn't it?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, it was a significant mixed bag because while, yes, technically we cut, you know, $1.4 billion, you got to understand that in 25, the increase was $2.7 billion.
Right.
So if you look over the past 2 years, that cut is really not as significant as what many of us would have liked to have seen.
Well, and here's the other thing that I noticed when I started looking at the out years. That's a problem. I mean, right now, we're basically deficit spending. We're spending down that surplus, which I would have rather just seen the surplus go back to the people. But eventually, you're going to run out of that, and you're facing budget shortfalls in a number of years.
Yeah, you're right. Now, always, as you know, keeping an eye on those out years, those are maybe indicators of a right trend. But, for example, we're still working off of last year's revenue estimates, and we took in an extra $115 million in February.
Right, exactly.
So I see those out years already changing. But regardless of that, you're 100% right. We know the trend that we're heading, and we tried an entirely new budget process this year, which I might add was a bit painful, just trying to keep up with the new process and the lack of time and the different approach was certainly very challenging, especially on the Senate side, where I sat on Ways and Means. But even still, we worked really diligently and let many of the organizations know that, hey, look, you're gonna have to take a bit of a haircut this year,
which is good. I mean, I'm glad to see that. I think a lot of us were hoping to see that. Let's talk about taxes. I was actually pleasantly surprised to see the single rate tax come back. I thought we'd lost that fight last year when, you know, Laura Kelly, with the help of some, you know, others, when she vetoed that. And we had, don't get me wrong, I was glad to see a tax cut. Would have liked to see the single rate when we first came up. But we finally got to a single rate tax cut. We also saw some property tax cuts. And I will give you guys some grace, because we all know that cutting property taxes at the state level doesn't really do much, because the real culprits when it comes to property taxes are your cities, your counties, and the schools. There's not a whole lot the state can do there.
No, as you know, we collect 21.5 mils. 20 mils goes straight to schools.
Right.
We're just a pass-through entity. 1.5 mils is building, maintenance, stuff like that. And so, yeah, we pass legislation to eliminate that 1.5 mils and backfill it with state general funds. But there is so much more we can do, John. And it's one of those things is the number one thing that we hear as we're talking to people are property taxes, property taxes, property taxes. And there were three or four different options that were thrown around and discussed in the House and the Senate. And I'm still hoping, because I know that there is a property tax plan that holds local governments accountable and requires a vote if they exceed certain benchmarks in levy increases. That is certainly still a conference committee report sitting on our tax chair's desk that could be run during the veto session.
That was going to be my next question. It's sort of like with great minds think alike. Do you think there's a chance? Because I think you and I both know the issue isn't the issue is always spending, but part of it is these appraisals and these local municipalities. And again, it's not just cities and counties. I think the bigger culprit is the schools. But they just constantly are exceeding R&R. They're constantly spending, and it's hard to hold them accountable. I know you guys have got some provisions in there, be it either a cap or something that allows a protest petition or something. You guys have got some bills that could help the taxpayers. Any chance that you'll look at those when you go back?
I certainly hope so, and I certainly think it's possible, because I know there was an agreement between the House and the Senate. I think Senate got a little bit flustered with the House when the constitutional amendment on property tax appraisals went down in flames in the House. I was no fan of that property tax amendment and could go into that for various reasons, but it's a dead issue now. But suffice it to say, it passed the Senate a couple of times, and when the House took it up, it died a miserable, fiery, as I call, a double death, because somebody brought it up for reconsideration immediately and re-killed it. So that one is dead, but there is a policy piece out there that would hold local governments accountable. And I've got to agree with you, John. One of our biggest culprits in the budget and in the tax process continues to be this mandatory school spending.
Right.
Because K-12 still got an extra $200 million last year in new spending on top of the increases in valuations, the LOBs, and all of the property taxes that we pay. So while we're asking other organizations to take a haircut, other state agencies, very important ones, K-12 just continues to get their increases and move down the road.
And
so we've got to give there, John.
And yet, they're still using the 3-year rolling average for enrollment. So they could have had, and most have had, declines in enrollment, and yet that's not factored in. And in most cases, their student achievement numbers are flat or down. So there's no accountability for performance, and enrollment could be down, and yet they're still getting more money.
It is a very, very frustrating system, and it truly speaks to, you know, the power of the school lobby.
Right.
Yes. The KASB and the KNEA are very, very effective at putting the pressure on certain people. And so we don't have a supermajority that is willing to tackle that issue. We have a supermajority on a lot of other issues, and we've done a lot of really good stuff this year with our supermajority. But when it comes to tackling some of the challenges in education, we're just not there yet.
We're talking with State Senator Stephen Owens, and I know I've got to let you run, but you guys passed a couple of things that strengthened the integrity of Kansas elections. Laura Kelly vetoed one. You guys were able to override that. What do you think? There were a few other election bills. She didn't override those, so those are now law, correct?
Yeah. If they've hit her desk and she signed them, she hasn't signed a whole lot yet because most things got to her quite towards the end. So I'm not 100% sure on what she signed. But the other one, you're right. We did override her on the elimination of the 3-day grace period. So if I remember correctly, we've become the 34th state in the nation to say Election Day is Election Day and set that hard deadline. But the other thing that we did pass that will go to the voters in November of 26 is the citizens only voting amendment.
Right.
That's a constitutional amendment that people will have a chance to vote on.
Yeah, I was glad to see that one, too. You've got a couple of good amendments that I like. The one on judicial selection as well is another one that we've waited decades for that. I'm glad to see that finally put that judicial selection reform on the 26th ballot as well.
Yeah, that is going to be so huge. You know, we've got such a broken system in Kansas. We're the only ones that use this type of a system. It's not the right system. While arguably I'd love to have been on the committee that had the debate about whether to do a federal or a direct election, because I'd like to have heard more about the pros and cons. Regardless, either one of them are better than what we currently have. And so I'm really excited to finally change the system here in Kansas for the better.
I never did hear what ultimately happened. There were a couple of marijuana bills that were introduced into the Senate this session. Neither of them went anywhere. I doubt anything's going to happen in veto. So if that does, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a huge proponent of marijuana, although you, judging by my voice, you might think I've been toking on one while I'm sitting here in studio. I doubt that's going to come back up in veto, is it?
No, I don't envision that coming up. That never even had a hearing in either chamber. It was introduced very late in the session. I'd be surprised, honestly, if it made a significant stand next session. It's just, it's one of those things, just not a priority right now. We have other priorities in trying to balance the budget, get tax relief. I mean, we just saw, I believe it was the state of Mississippi that no longer has a state income tax. I'm sitting here going, man,
oh, yeah.
If they can do it, we can do it.
Yep. Oh, I love that idea. If you had to guess, how many vetoes are we expecting? I mean, you know, she loves her veto pen. You guys love to override. But if you had to guess, care to speculate?
You know what? I'm going to say, just looking at what we've sent across there so far, I bet we're going to have somewhere in the 16 to 18 for policy. And maybe 15 to 20 in the budget.
In the budget.
That's my guess.
Yeah, she won't do the whole thing. She'll do line items.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Line item. And I know there are a number of things in there that she's going to line item, things that she doesn't like. I think she also understands that we have a very united legislature right now, in the Senate and in the House, that stands very well ready to support the votes that we have already made and ensure that we override her veto, every chance that we want to.
Well, there's 12 people that I'm aware of running for governor. I'm just curious, are you adding your name to that list? Or, I mean, heck, why not? I know Phil here in studio is thinking about it.
Negative, Ghost Rider. Not happening.
The pattern is full.
That's right. I love where I get to do. I love that I get to be a senator. I just took on that new role, and am really excited for that. We'll let other folks duke that out and get that sorted out. And I'm going to look forward to having an election off for the first time in 8 years.
Yeah, well, it sounds like there may already be another senator already in that race. So, Stephen, if folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to reach out?
Absolutely. So you go to my website, StephenOwens.com. That's with a PH, StephenOwens.com. You can add your name to my email list right there on my front page, but it also has my cell phone number on it, my email address. I literally just sent out my latest newsletter about an hour ago. I try to do that during the session at least every Sunday, and then I'll go dark for a little bit while I catch my breath over the summer. But I love to connect people, love to help solve them state issues, and really love to keep people updated on what's going on at Topeka.
Brother, I appreciate you as always. Carry on the fight, my friend.
All right, buddy. Thank you, John. Let me know how I can help.
We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Whew, this voice is going. Let's hope we make the second hour. Want to remind you about my friends at Americans for Prosperity. Every week, the folks at AFP are engaging folks all across the state on issues that matter to you. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our country. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. And, of course, While you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. I'm telling you, I'm liking this little bit. I'm liking that. Don't forget, next Sunday, the Delperdang Fire Pit. We're broadcasting live thanks to my friends at Eck Insurance. I'm telling you, I do like that Barry White thing going. Terry, you're on the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I saw you on KPTS earlier today.
Oh, yes.
Did a good job.
Thank you.
You were beginning to get hammered there, but anyway, no surprises there. Two quick questions. I'll just give you both questions in case you cut me off here, but do you know if anybody actually went to jail or did somebody get bailed out in Topeka at the Capitol? And then second of all, when I was in the downtown area on Saturday about, I'm saying it's 1:15, 1:30, there were at least 300, maybe 400 people in the downtown area between like Market and Douglas, East Douglas, and they were all pretty much just protesting, but kind of loudly to cars that were driving through the street, and they even had part of the street blocked off going east on Douglas. But anyway, I was just curious, do you have to have a permit, or can people just go in the street like that and have their signs and yell at people when they are on the sides of the building?
Well, let's see. On the first one in Topeka, the Satanic Grotto guy, what his official title is, but he was arrested because he violated the terms of his permit because he actually tried to perform his ritual when he entered the rotunda. But he was actually arrested because he took a swing at somebody.
Okay.
So he was arrested for assault. In Wichita, I don't know what, but he was arrested. Now, whether or not they'll charge him, who knows? In Wichita, a permit isn't required for protests on public property as long as it involves, displaying signs or banners or singing or delivering speeches and stuff like that. So they can't be in the street. If they get in the street, if they block traffic, that's a violation. It's not a violation of their protest. It's actually just, it's a misdemeanor to block traffic. So I would say that, you don't need a permit. Now, permits are needed for an event. If they're doing an event with street closures or food vendors or crowds over 250 people for an event, these folks have been doing this. Their plan is to do it every Saturday at noon. In fact, my buddy Andy Hoosier and I are planning to go down there one of these Saturdays and talk to him. We're going to try and do it here as early as maybe here next week or two and talk to these folks. So, Terry, I appreciate the call. We're going to do a couple more caller segments here in the next hour. So stick around. In the meantime, coming up after the break, we'll talk to Mark Meckler. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value.
With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.